Coming up on The Potter's Touch.
And we beheld the wonder of his glory, the only begotten of his Father, full of grace and truth. That's what Jesus was. He was the expression of the Father. That means that when God got ready to express himself, he came out as Jesus. He carries both the title of prophet and priest. The Bible talks in Hebrews. Put my text back up here for a minute. Hebrews 1. Let's go back to it. Going down past verse 1. Maybe about verse 2. In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times. That's the prophet part. And in various ways. Come on. But in these last days, spoken unto us by a Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the universe. Go on. The Son is the radiance of God's glory. I'm coming back to that. And the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by the word of his power. After he had provided. There we go. There's my priest. After he had provided purification for sins. See, a prophet cannot provide purification for sins. Only a priest can provide purification for sins. I have right standing with God right now because Jesus is my priest. I'm filthy, but he provided purification for all. You can talk about me all you want to, but I ain't thinking about you because he provided. Purification for my sins. When he got through walking around Jerusalem as a prophet, he went to the cross as a priest. The book of Hebrews will later teach us that he is the only one that was both the Lamb and the priest. That means he is the offerer and the offering. Hebrews says he went in once by himself and perfected forever them that are sanctified. That means every lamb needed a priest to carry him, but Jesus didn't need an old priest to carry him because he was both the priest and the lamb. And so when the cloud came to pick him up, he didn't need nobody to carry him. He went behind the veil by himself and perfected forever them that are sanctified. If you're gonna dance this morning, dance about that. Don't dance about your job. You might lose it. Don't dance about your house. You might lose it. Don't dance about your car. It may not start. But if you're going to dance this morning, dance because your sins have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Dance because whatever you did has been scrubbed out by the blood. When I think of it, it's a time. I need 30 seconds of crazy praise about my high priest. He is my high priest. He is my Aaron. He is my Levite. He is my Melchizedek. He is my Redeemer. He is my Restorer. He is my Deliverer. He is my Bread. I know he's my high priest. Because anytime the high priest went into the holies of holies, it had to only happen on the Day of Atonement. And it was his job to put the blood on the mercy seat. But before he did it, he had to change clothes, because God would not share his glory with another. And the priest was too well dressed, and so he had to come out of his clothes and strip down to his white linen to go into the holies of holies and put the blood on the mercy seat. All of Israel was standing outside, because if the blood was not acceptable, the priest died. So they waited to hear him putting back on his clothes. And when they put on his clothes, the bells would ring at the bottom of his garment, which was a sign that the blood had hit the mercy seat and the priest was alive. And so the Bible said, when the day of Pentecost was fully come and they were in one place with one accord, they were waiting to hear a sound from heaven. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven like a mighty rushing wind, and the Holy Ghost sat on all of them. It was a sign that the priest ever liveth. And when the priest ever liveth, he sat down like a judge in a courtroom. The court don't start till the judge sits down. All rise. The judge comes in. You may be seated. That's why Ephesians said we sat down with him in heavenly places. Can I preach this old school stuff? In Christ Jesus, I'm seated in him. Are you following me? I'm seated in him. That means if he made it, that means if he ain't broke, if he ain't depressed, if he ain't defeated, I'm not either, because the Holy Ghost baptized me into the body of Christ. In him I live, in him I move, in him I have my being. The next time somebody asks you for your address, tell them J-E-S-U-S. That's where I live, that's where I dwell, that's where I have my being. Shout yes. Watch this. See, I want you to get this. The reason I want you to get this, the reason I want you young folks to get this, is because I want this to outlive me. I want you to get this so you can teach this, so you can tell your children what it really means to be a Christian. What it really means, because it's getting so distorted now that people don't understand what it really means to be a Christian. So get this revelation, as it was passed to me, so do I now pass it to you. Jesus is, according to Hebrews, the express image of his glory. That means that when the glory got ready to express itself, that was Jesus. That light illuminates and it sends out beams of light. If I have them dim it, the same light will express itself with less lumens. The brilliancy that is coming off of his light is what Jesus is to God. When God got ready to reach man, he did it through glory beams. And we beheld the wonder of his glory, the only begotten of his Father, full of grace and truth. That's what Jesus was. He was the expression of the Father. That means that when God got ready to express himself, he came out as Jesus. He is the express image of his person. Business is a way in which we structure our parameters to be effective. You need to have relationships with partners, investors, and banks. We don't walk into the room trying to figure out how much we need them. We need to do our homework to find out how much they need us.
I am so excited to be here.
I couldn't have think of a better place to be than in Good Soil.
I just have to be here.
Become comfortable with the tension of creativity. Anytime you got a boardroom full of people who agree on everything, you have got the weakest board you ever saw in your life. You want people around your table who are passionate. When I say grow, you say grow.
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 This is your moment. This is your hour. This is your season. If you don't take it now, you're not going to take it.
I get so saddened by the disassembling of families and marriages. It breaks my heart because we take 30 minutes to say the most important words that you'll ever say in a commitment, for better, for worse, in sickness and in health, forsaking all others, richer for poor. Then this new generation came along and we want to make our own vows. You know why? Because it's easy to break. It's easy to say, when I saw you walking across the water in the middle of the night, shut up. Better or worse? Sickness, health, richer, poor, forsaking all others, I'ma cling to him.
He is God expressing himself. He is God loving you. He is God speaking to you. He is God delivering you. Who have believed our report? That's what Isaiah said. And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Jesus is the arm of the Lord. The Holy Spirit was what gripped me, but the arm is how he reached me. When I couldn't get to him, he reached. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, we gotta get this. We gotta get this. We gotta get this. Because we're losing our identity. We gotta get this. The same text says, he sustains all things by the word of his power. That means when God got ready to express himself in the earth, he said, let there be light. But it wasn't just that, it was let there be light, 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 light. And the reason the sun can't fall is that he's still upholding all things by the word of his power. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall stand forever. As long as his word is on assignment, it cannot return unto him void until it does that thing it was sent out to do. And as long as God is saying light, the Son, he upholds all things. Oh, by the word of his power. Wait a minute. He upholds all things by the word of his power. Wait, he upholds you. How many people have been through something that you would have thought you would have never been able to make it through? All of your emotions said you can't take no more of this. Everything in your mind, everything in your background, everything in your family tree wanted to cuss him out and walk off the job and say to blessings with it, and yet you open your mouth to say that and you just say, you know why? It's not because you're good. It's that he's upholding you by the word of his power. Can I go a little bit deeper? He is the purification for my sins. He is this express image of his person. He upholds all things by the word of his power. I'm traveling down through the text. The angels, what other being did God make the angels worship? He is now speaking to angelology, an idea and a theology in the hands of Gnosticism that suggested that angels were to be worshiped and that Jesus was just a higher order of angels. But in reality, that is not absolutely correct, because unto the angels, he said, you must bow down and worship him. And the old folks used to say, what a mighty God we serve. Y'all remember that? What a mighty God we serve. And then they say, angels bow before him, heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. The reason they say that the angels bowing before him suggests that he is above them. All of that is in this text. He is establishing in his thesis who Jesus is. He is not just a carpenter's son. He is not just somebody who played kickball when he was 9 years old. He is not just somebody that frolicked around in the temple while his parents was doing stuff. He is not just somebody that turned water into wine. He is prophet. He is priest. Watch this. And he is king. He is king. I said he is king. Touch five people and say he is king. He is king. He is king. He is king. Tell him he is king. He is king. He is king. Go to Timothy 6:13-15. He is king. 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 You the CEO, but he the king. You my manager, but he's the king. You the governor, but he's the king. You the president, but he's the king. I serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. One day they asked Billy Graham, would you run for office? He said, no, I would have to come down to run for office, because I work for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Slap your neighbor and say, my daddy is the king. That's why I walk like a princess. That's why I walk like a prince. That's why I walk like I got authority. That's why I got my head up and my back straight. That's why you can't say nothing about me that makes me feel bad about myself. Because my daddy is. Somebody say, my daddy is. My daddy is. My daddy, oh, I feel like preaching. My daddy is stuck. I'm almost finished. Lord, I've gone over time. No, I didn't. I started late. Okay. I'm talking to myself and talking to you. Can I go ahead on? Can I go ahead on? Can I go ahead on? Every corpuscle, every cell in your body, every thought in your mind, every membrane in your skull needs to know that he is the King of Kings. Type it on the line. Shout it in the room. Say it to yourself. He is the King of Kings. He is the great I am. He is the mighty God. He is the everlasting Father. He is the wonderful Counselor. He is my Redeemer. He is my bridge over troubled water. He is my lily in the valley. He is my bright and morning star. He is my bulwark. He is my trumpet. He is my high priest. He is my silver trumpet. He is. I want to read this to you, and I'm almost done. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 13, it says, I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession, that thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which in his times he shall show who is the blessed and only, excuse me, Rome, potentate, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I just wanted to tell you who we was worshiping a while ago. While you were sitting there with your legs crossed and filing your nails, we were worshiping the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And his scepter is justice. God appointed him. Nobody can disappoint him. He is the heir of all things. That means I know how it's going to end up. He is the heir of all things. Talk to me, Paul. I'm joint heirs in Christ Jesus. Whatever he got, I got it too. There are people in this room that are living in limbo. You're not where you used to be, but you're not where you're gonna be. You took a pit stop that became permanent.
Stop living in limbo and focus on God's promises.
Why are you stuck in limbo?
For your gift of support, you'll receive the Disruptive Discovery Journal, which includes targeted promises for your empowerment, as well as digital access to the Disruptive Conversation series.
My best days are not behind me. My best days are in front of me. I haven't climbed my highest mountain. I haven't done my greatest miracle yet. I will not stay stuck in this place.
Disrupt the old and walk in God's new. Call or click today.
Because in the first verse, it says he upholds all things by the word of his power. But in the last verse, take me to the last verse. In the last verse, it suggests that everything in the earth, he says, go back to verse 11. Go back to 11, yeah. They will, go back to verse 10. Go back to 10. He also says, in the beginning, Lord, you laid the foundations of the earth and the heavens are the work of your hands. Verse 11, they will perish. Wait a minute. In verse 1, he was upholding all things. By verse 11, they will perish, but you remain. They will all wear out like a garment. You will roll them up like a robe. Like a garment, they will be changed, but you remain the same, and your years This is the timeless thesis of God. Your years will never end. In verse 1, you're holding it all together. By verse 10, 11, and 12, it has started to wear out like a garment. You will roll it up like a robe. It will fail, but you will remain from everlasting to everlasting. Thou art God. When judgment is coming, I tell you to run to Jesus. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? Watch this. He's the only thing in the text that remains. This is the timeless thesis of God. Heaven and earth shall pass away. We are living in the last days. Men shall be truce breakers. You can't hardly trust nobody. The only safe place for you to run is to Jesus. Why would I run to him? He's going to be the last thing standing when everything else is gone. He will be there.
Feel free to reach out to us on social media and share your story of how God is impacting your life. We look forward to seeing you next time on The Potter's Dungeon.